You're listening to WWBC Coco Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco Rockledge and W264AS Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
When Medicare is tough to understand, trust the man. His name is Stan. He'll find the plan that fits your span. Nobody helps like Medicare, Stan.
Good afternoon and a happy Wednesday to our listening audience. We made it. We made it to the end of another annual election period for Medicare. I hope all of you had a chance to get into the right plan, a plan of your choice, a plan that'll benefit you the most. And so today we're going to go talk about a few things that are a little bit different. Primarily, every week when I do this show, I will be touching on Medicare in some way, shape, or form. But I want you to know that at some point, we're going to change the topic a little bit, because this time of year, between October 15th and December 7th, is when Medicare is on everyone's mind. And so now that the season has officially ended as of the December 7th, the focus is going to be a little bit different. So let me start with me and let you know who I am. My name is Stan Bruard, and I'm the founder of a company called KIT People. Now, KIT is an acronym for kindness, integrity, and trust. And so I came up with that because in my experience as a father and a Medicare agent and a husband and all of that, I found that in dealing with the Medicare population, oftentimes those are the things that are lacking. The kindness is lacking. The integrity certainly is lacking. Therefore, there's a lack of trust in with our recipients. And so I started the company called KIT People, and I also wanted to put the word people in there. And the reason why is because we are increasingly going to an AI world. We've all heard of AI, AI this and AI that. And so I want you, everyone listening, that do we use AI? Do we use technology? We certainly do. However, we want to still be in the people business when it comes to talking about Medicare and other subjects. And so you can always reach out to us. What we want to be to you, we want to be a resource. We don't necessarily always want to talk about Medicare, but we want to be a resource to you because oftentimes people have a question about something unrelated and they just don't know where to turn. Now, I mentioned AI, and it can be a good resource, but it is certainly not infallible. I personally have gotten answers that were totally off the mark and totally wrong from whether it be ChatGPT or one of those other apps. And so it is not infallible, but it's a good resource. But if you want to talk to a real person, somebody who can, in some cases, sit down at the table and look at you eye to eye and discuss things, that's what we're here for. We want to be a resource, whether the topic is Medicare or other things. So, having said that, now that you know who I am and who we are as a company, let's talk a little bit about Medicare, because I always do want to touch on that. The thing about Medicare is that although the season is officially over for this year, Medicare is a year-round business. What do I mean by that? I mean that just because we're past December 7th doesn't mean that all Medicare matters are now null and void. People turn 65 every day of the year. And so while this season may not apply to them now, it will apply to them at some point, sometimes sooner than later. And so that's what I want to talk about. I want to touch on a lot of things that are Medicare-ish today. And so we have now completed this season. The next season we're going to go into, and these are the some of the questions that I received last week from last week's show, people who texted me to ask, so we hear about this AEP, OEP, SEP. What are those? What do they mean? What do those letters mean? And how do they differ one from the other? So let me break that down for you. AEP is the annual election period, and that's October 15th to December 7th every year. And that is the time when, if you have a Medicare plan and you wish to make changes to that plan, whether you have an Advantage plan, whether you have a Medicare supplement, whether you have a drug plan, depending on your circumstances, that's the time of year when you're allowed to make changes once a year. And there are other circumstances that I'll get to in a second. But every year, that comes around, and everybody goes, you know, gets in a hurry to make changes because perhaps they got into a plan last year that wasn't quite a good fit for them. And they didn't get a chance, or they didn't know how to make a change during the rest of the year, and they waited till the following year. So the next election period is what is called OEP, Open Enrollment Period. Now, open enrollment starts on January 1st and goes until March 31st, again, of every year. The difference between AEP and OEP, OEP is designed for people who perhaps made a choice during AEP between October and December, and it turns out to be not what they thought. Perhaps the doctors, perhaps the network, perhaps who knows. But if they made a choice that they wish they hadn't made during AEP, they have another opportunity between January 1st and March 31st to make another change. To an agent like myself, and I'm licensed not only in Florida, but in multiple states all across the country, for someone like me, the open enrollment period, the difference between that and the AEP is that I can market during AEP. I can market to people who already have Medicare, who don't yet have Medicare, to people who want to make a change, all of that. The difference between that and OEP, between January 1st and March 31st, is that we as agents, and I mean everybody, not just me, we as agents cannot market. I can't call somebody up and say, hey, listen, in case you feel you made a bad choice during October and December, I can help you pick a new plan. Now, I can do that. But the difference is that while I can market to you during AEP, during OEP, January 1st to March 31st, you have to reach out to an agent yourself. According to the Medicare rules, we are not allowed to solicit people to have them make a change to what they chose just a few weeks before. That's one of the no-nos of Medicare. And I respect that, because my license is on the line. And I know there are lots of people who just randomly make phone calls beyond. They're not supposed to do that. Are there rule breakers? Of course there are. There will always be rule breakers in all situations. But so if you find that you made a choice that you wish you hadn't made during this time between October and December, you do have another opportunity to correct that during the January 1st to March 31st OEP season. But remember, you have to reach out to someone in order to make that happen. So let me, now that I've said that, let me give out my phone number, because this is what I do. My number is 407-724-5897. Don't let the 407 fool you. I'm here in Brevard County. I live in Melbourne. And so don't think that you're reaching out to someone in Orlando just because of the 407 number. So once again, 407-724-5897. So you can text that number, you can call that number, and you can ask me any questions that are Medicare-related or not Medicare-related. And I will do my best. As I said a little while ago, we want to be a resource to you, whether it's a Medicare issue that you're having, a Medicare concern, or not. All right. Now, let's talk a little bit about Medicare itself. Medicare is just a vague word. It means a lot of things to a lot of people. It means different things to different people. There are essentially what most people think of. There are two ways to have Medicare. You can have what is called Original Medicare, which is Part A, Part B, and Part D for drugs. So A, B, D make up Original Medicare. The issue with Original Medicare is that it will pay 80% of the bill in most cases. Therefore, you are then liable for the other 20%. That being said, there is no limit as to what that 20% could be. It could be substantial, big dollars. And so what a lot of people do is they get what is called a Medicare supplement, or it's sometimes referred to as a Medigap policy, in order to cover the 20% that Medicare doesn't cover. So if you have Part A, Part B, Part D, and a supplement, you essentially have 100% coverage all around, no matter what's going on with your Medicare. So that is one way to have Medicare. Another way to have Medicare is to have a Medicare Advantage plan. Now, by law, Medicare Advantage plans are required to cover the same things that Original Medicare covers. Essentially, what that means is if you're having an issue that is not covered by Original Medicare, it will not be covered by a Medicare Advantage. Now, that being said, although the coverage of the specific things are the same, the administration of the coverage is different. Medicare Advantage plans are administered by insurance companies, whether you call it UnitedHealthcare, Humana, Aetna, Cigna, all of those companies, they are insurance companies and they do have Advantage plans. Some of them have both. Some of them have supplement plans and they also have Advantage plans. So it all depends on what you are looking for. And this is where I believe that an agent, a good, experienced, patient, kind agent makes all the difference in the world. Because it's if you look at any one zip code, especially here in Brevard, there are literally hundreds, and I mean hundreds of plans, Advantage, supplement, special needs plans. There are hundreds of plans for any zip code in Brevard County. And so trying to go at it alone can be very challenging. And so I implore you to, if you have an agent, reach out to that person. If you don't have an agent, reach out to that 407 number that I gave you, 407-724-5897, and you can talk to a real live person. Somebody who lives in Brevard, somebody who knows, and not just some random phone number that you're calling, you know, wherever, you don't even know. And that person doesn't know you, you don't know them, they don't know what you're talking about in terms of your geographically speaking, where you are. So you want to have somebody who lives here, somebody who's familiar with your surroundings. Now, Brevard, you know, you've got anywhere from, runs from, I don't know how far north it goes. I know I was in Titusville on appointments last week, and I've gone all the way down to where it borders on Indian River County. So anywhere in between. And of course, the need is going to be different based on where you live and based on your ailments. And so that being the case, so you want to, as much as possible, talk to someone who can understand what you're dealing with, not just some random person on the phone because you called a toll-free number. Now, we also have some expertise in Social Security. Again, if you have, how does one get Social Security? Well, you have to either turn 65, you can get it as early as 62, you can get it at 65, you can get it at what is called full retirement age, which depending on your year of birth can vary. You can get it all the way up to age 70. And of course, the amount is going to vary depending on two things. How much did you earn during your working years? And how old are you when you decide to start collecting your benefits? So a lot of factors going to determine. Essentially, they take your 35 working years. You might have worked 50 or 60 years, but they take your 35 highest paid years, highest earning years, and there's some special formula that they run through, and then it spits out a number at the end, and it says, well, this is what you're going to get every month for going forward. And of course, there are cost of living increases every year, but essentially, that's how Social Security is determined. Now, let's get back to Medicare briefly. Two differences. If we are talking about Advantage plans, there are two options. There's an HMO, which stands for Health Maintenance Organization, and there's a PPO, which is a Preferred Provider Organization. Now, both of those have networks. The network is based on your zip code, where you reside, and from there extends out to what they call a service area. So you will be told, okay, this is your, your zip code, and your service area covers, the surrounding towns and so forth. The difference between an HMO and a PPO, because they both have networks, the difference is that an HMO is pretty restrictive in terms of where you will get your care. A PPO, on the other hand, also has a network, but it does allow for out-of-network coverage. I'm sure some of you listening have heard of, well, this doctor is in network and this doctor is out of network. I can see this one, but I can't go see that one. Just to be sure, in the case of an emergency, there is always coverage for emergencies. So whether you have an HMO, PPO, whether you're in a different state, you're traveling, there is always coverage for emergencies. So I want to be clear about that. And so the both plans offer benefits. They tend to be a little different in terms of their out-of-pocket costs. Some plans are more liberal than others in terms of giving you more, or another plan might cost you a little bit more. So again, depending on the need, that's where a good agent comes in, sit down with you, find out what your needs are, ask you the right questions, and help you come up with a plan that is one of hundreds if you live here in Brevard County. Now, one of the other questions I was asked, someone texted me this question last week, is they've heard about penalties, and there's a lot of misinformation about the penalties. The penalties apply to someone who, let's say, and again, a lot of other caveats in there, but let's just take someone turn 65. They are then eligible for Medicare. They are no longer working, and they only enroll in Medicare Part A. And Medicare Part A is typically a $0 plan, because if you've worked 10 years or you're 40 quarters, you've contributed enough so that your Medicare Part A is at $0 to you. Part B, on the other hand, is something that everybody pays. Most everybody pays, not always, for the Part B. Now, you can choose to enroll in Part B, or you can choose not to enroll in Part B. That is your decision. However, this is where the penalty comes in. Let's say, again, you turn 65, you're enrolled in Part A, you decide that in 2026, you don't want to pay the $202.90 for Part B, and I'll just take my chances. I don't want to wait. I can't tell you how many people I've spoken to who either didn't know about the penalty or they were wrongly informed about how the penalty works. So the penalty goes like this. As long as you don't enroll in Part B, for every year that you don't have a Part B, you have an accrual of a penalty. I'll use my brother as an example. When my brother turned 65, he knew he was going to be living in a different country, so he decided no need to enroll in Part B because you can't use your Medicare overseas anyway. So he left. 12 years later, meaning now, he is coming back to the United States. And now he wants to get his Part B, which he's able to do. He's entitled to it. However, he's going to face 12 years worth of penalty. So, the national average times 10% per year for the last 12 years. So his Part B now is becoming, or has become, unaffordable. Had he kept it along the way, he wouldn't be facing that penalty. But because he chose not to, now he's got to pay the piper. There's also a penalty for the drug plan. So again, you don't have to have a drug plan. And a lot of people tell me, why am I going to have a drug plan? Why would I pay for a drug plan? I'm not taking anything. Okay, well, sometimes you want to have that drug plan just to avoid the penalty, which again is 1% per month for as long as you don't have a Part D, D for drugs, plan. And if you want to have Medicare. Now, are there ways to avoid the penalty? Yes. The easiest one is have your Part B in place or have a drug plan in place. There are plans. There are $0 plans. So you can have a drug plan which costs you nothing every month and yet still manage to avoid the penalty. Just because you have a drug plan doesn't mean you have, there's a premium that goes along with that. Now, granted, there are lots of plans that are, you know, $50, $80, $100, $150 a month for the Part B. And if somebody wants to do that, perhaps you're taking some very expensive medications, you may want to do that. But it ranges anywhere from zero to $100+. The way to avoid that penalty, of course, is to have a drug plan. But the second way to avoid the penalty is if you become Medicaid eligible, and if you qualify for Medicaid, then the penalty, even if you had one before, the penalty goes away once you become eligible for Medicaid. Now, question is, how do I get Medicaid? Because people hear, oh, Medicaid. How do I get Medicaid? Medicaid is a state-administered program, and it is based on your income. So if you're making $50,000, $80,000, $100,000, whatever, even $30,000 a year as a single person, you will not qualify for Medicaid. But generally speaking, if you do get Medicaid, if you have Medicaid, now, by the way, it's also possible to lose your Medicaid. Medicaid is something that has to be renewed every year. So if you don't renew and reapply for your Medicaid, you may wake up one day and find yourself having lost your Medicaid coverage. Now, certainly, if you still qualify, you can reapply and get it back, but those are things to be aware of. So penalties for Part B, for not having a Part B. Penalties for drug plans, for not having a drug plan. Now, as I said, you don't necessarily have to end up in a drug plan that costs you money every month. There are $0 plans. Just like there are plans for the Part B where you don't pay the entire premium. Here's a good example. In my case, my personal case, since I'm also on Medicare, like all of you listening, some of you listening, my Part B for this year, 2025, is, like most people, $185 a month. However, the plan that I'm on gives me back $174.70 of that $185. So essentially, my Part B for the year 2025 has cost me $10.30. Now, what do I have to do for that? Well, you just have to be in the right plan. Just because you are Medicare eligible, just because you have a Medicare plan, doesn't necessarily mean you are in the best plan for you. Again, sit down, talk to someone. Can you research it online? Sure. But there's nothing like that face-to-face talking to a person who has expertise, years and years of expertise in the area. So what's happening to me in 2025, because as some of you may know, and some of you may not, the Part B premium, which was $185 this year, is going to $202.90 for the year 2026. And so while the premium's going up, my Part B give back is also going to go up. I'm a veteran, so there are plans that are designed specifically for veterans, and I'm going to go into a veterans plan where of the $202.90 for 2026, I will be getting back $185 of the $202. So once again, I'm not paying the full Part B premium, but I have all the benefits of that Part B. So that is called a Part B give back. You don't have to be a veteran to qualify for it. There are plans, there are lots of plans, and the give back varies. I've got plans that give you back $50, $80. I saw a plan for 2026 that gives you back $1. I don't know why, but that's the way it is. So the amounts, the give back vary anywhere from $1 to $185 for 2026. And so if you want to know more, if you want to know if you qualify, if you want to know which plans give you that money back, my number is 407-724-5897. Write it down, put it on your fridge, whatever you have to do with it. But keep that number handy, because although you can call me and text me certainly while I'm here during the show, certainly you can access me at any other time through that number, 407-724-5897. So how much are you paying for your Part B? That's a question to ask yourself. And oftentimes people don't even know that they don't have there's a Part B give back there that they can qualify for. So I'm an agent. I've been licensed for many, many years. I'm licensed in many different states across the country, and I would love to be your agent. So that being said, I wish everybody hope you had a lot of turkey for Thanksgiving, and I wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, although I will be back on the air next Wednesday to, again, talk about Medicare and other matters. I will be having guests in the future. One attorney comes to mind, because sometimes we don't have a Medicare question, but we have a legal question. And if there's anything that you can suggest or recommend, or someone that you would like me to have as a special guest, by all means, text me, call me, and I will do my best to get that person to come and be a guest speaker on this show every Wednesday, 1 p.m. And so I will find you a guest speaker that can answer your questions. All right.
So when it's time to make your plan, don't stress. Just call up Stan. For Medicare made simple and grand, you are in good hands with Medicare Stan.